This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Migrants who have been arriving in Denver have prompted the city to take emergency action, but some want more to be done. Many of the migrants say they're arriving from El Paso, Texas. Ruben Garcia runs the El Paso nonprofit Annunciation House. He says the U.S. needs a network to support asylum seekers released by the Border Patrol.
Last Monday, it was almost 1,300 that were released to us. We want to send buses to faith communities in the interior to spread out the responsibility.
A comedian says he was the target of racial profiling at a Colorado Springs hotel. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The comedian and star of the ABC sitcom Hangin' with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry, was booked to perform at 3E Comedy Club in Colorado Springs. Curry streamed his encounters with the Mining Exchange staff on Instagram on Friday from the hotel lobby. In it, a hotel employee stands over Curry, who is black, and repeatedly questions if Curry is a guest.
Look at their stance, you guys. I feel threatened.
The lobby was full, Curry noted, but others were not being questioned.
So if you're black and you're Colorado Springs, you can't be in the lobby. Wow, this is crazy, isn't it?
In a statement to the Denver Post, the general manager says the hotel has apologized to Curry. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Colorado will get more than $150 million in a nationwide settlement with CVS and Walgreens pharmacies for their role in the opioid crisis. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the money will go to treatment and recovery. In Boulder, currently 27 degrees. Metro highs will be close to 30 today. This is CPR News.